The Chief Executive Officer of Imani Center for Policy and Education, Franklin Cudjoe, has attributed the current challenges in the economy to financial indiscipline accumulated by the current and successive governments. He said Ghana could have avoided going to the IMF for a bailout if stringent measures had been taken to reduce expenditure. Speaking at a forum dubbed Thinkers Dialogue Series, Mr. Cudjoe noted that although the bailout from the IMF will inure to the benefit of the country by way of ensuring fiscal discipline, the challenges that it will bring along cannot be overlooked. Mercy Dako has more.
Ever since Ghana's request for a bailout was finalized, there have been series of debates on the impact it will have on the economy. While some analysts believe Ghana needed the package, others observed it was avoidable. The Thinkers series, which is the maiden edition, looked at Ghana and the IMF, the good, the bad, and the never-ending game. Franklin Cudjoe noted that proceeds from the oil sector alone can be equaled to the package from IMF. He said the IMF should not be seen as the only panacea to the country's problems. He reiterated the need for fiscal discipline.
In the last 4 years, oil exports have been almost $13.7 billion, and the government has earned $3 billion from oil during this period. So the question we should be asking ourselves really is that, did we need $950 million from the IMF? Well, answer is clear. We are on the road seeking $1.5 billion, and we have to get that money. One of the things the IMF does to you, essentially, is to give you policy credibility. Indeed, we can argue with that. It makes complete nonsense that you go to an external entity like the IMF to get policy credibility. Unfortunately, that has been the order of the world. I think that the problem with us has always been the internal indiscipline. And I'm not, again, suggesting that we shouldn't have a marriage of the two. Monetary policy and fiscal discipline are the order of the world. You play with them, it's like petrol. It'll catch up with you like fire. It will consume you.
A lecturer at Ashesi University, Lloyd Amwa, described the IMF as a political player aimed at promoting Western interests.
The IMF is a political power player because it is linked to the Western alliance. More or less, I think that what it tends to do is to promote Western interests economically in terms of the ways in which society should be organized, etc. And the institution itself produces and reproduces this political power play that the IMF is engaged in. The IMF, it does not have all the answers, in spite of posturing to the contrary. It has tended to present itself as this entity that has all the answers, more or less. That if you have an IMF program, heaven will open up. No doubt our government say we have to go to the IMF.
An analyst, Dr. Ni Amudako, for his part, said there is hope for the country if structural reforms are put in place.
You go to IMF because you cannot manage your affairs. And IMF, being a capitalist empire, have no interest in you. What they want is dividends for their shareholders. If you don't want IMF to detect you, and to sit in your finance committee in parliament, just don't go to IMF. Manage your things well.